And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State Senate leaders recently decided to delay consideration until Saturday of a proposal to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot to cap North Carolina's personal and corporate income tax rates at 5.5%. That cap could cut off a vital source of revenue the state needs and make it virtually impossible for future lawmakers to use the income tax to increase state investments even in times of emergencies. It also locks in place the big tax cuts for the wealthy passed in 2013 that will eventually cost more than $2 billion a year. That's more than the entire budget of the community college system and early childhood programs combined. The new lower tax caps could also threaten the state's coveted AAA bond rating and force increases in the state's sales tax. It could also lead local governments to raise property taxes and fees. Let's hope the delay is a sign that Senate leaders are coming to their senses and having second thoughts about amending the state constitution to limit future legislatures and putting public schools and other vital state institutions at risk. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.